Our reading today comes from Mark chapter 3, verses 20 to 35. You can find it on the screen and also on the front of your bulletin. Jesus and Beelzebul. Then he went home, and the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons, he cast out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed, the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The true kindred of Jesus. Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, we do give you thanks for this word, for this a treasured story from the life and ministry of Jesus. Grant us to look at it, to hear it, to be illumined by it, so that we might go out as light in the world. We do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I am starting to think that I don't think like other people. Let me give you some examples so you know what I mean. The other day I went to see my doctor and he was taking the history and he asked me if anyone in my family suffered from mental illness. And I said, "No, we all seem to enjoy it, actually." He gave me the strangest look, and I still don't understand why. Another time, a friend told me that he thought the dryer made his clothes shrink. I disagreed. I told him it was his refrigerator. For some reason, he got mad at me. I still don't know why. Then there was a time a friend asked me if Sissy and I wanted to go camping with his family. I said, "Camping? Isn't that where you spend a whole lot of money to live like a homeless person?" I haven't heard from him since. I don't understand why. I don't think like others. I've known that for a while. But today, Jesus reminds us that you shouldn't either. That you shouldn't either. Even to his own family, Jesus appeared to be crazy. He was doing and saying things that put him in direct opposition to the most powerful people in Israel. His own family thought he was a few tomatoes short of a salad, shall we say. It got so bad that his friends and family came to Capernaum to lay hold of him. Now, that Greek word does not mean they just went there to say, "Hey, Jesus, why don't you come home with us and rest?" His family went to seize Jesus, and they were ready to take him home by force if that's what they had to do. They were ready to haul Jesus home in a straitjacket. Jesus' own family did not understand his mission. He thought differently. The scribes certainly did not understand his mission. They accused Jesus of delivering people using demonic power. And of course, Jesus traps the ones who are trying to trap him by asking, "If I am working by the power of Satan, why would Satan defeat himself?" Many people, I believe, have the same problem today that these people had back then. Jesus is crazy. His message is crazy. And you and I are crazy for following him. Pray for those who persecute you. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. People out there know that's just crazy talk. For them, the church is strange. For them, the church is crazy. I mean, think about it. We are gathered in the church, sitting on hard pews instead of lawn chairs. People out there are working in their gardens or they're washing their cars. And here we are together in this building to lift our voices in prayer and sing to our Lord. While they are barbecuing and sipping ice-cold drinks, we are here to praise and to hear a word from the Lord. I've said it before, and I will say it again, and I will say it with my dying breath. They are the normal ones. We're the ones who are crazy. Jesus walked to a different drumbeat. And today we are reminded that if we are going to follow Jesus, we have to walk to a different drumbeat also. That's why I need you and you need me. We need each other. Who is my family according to Jesus, and who is your family? They are those who rejoice in the privilege of sharing Christ's suffering. That's crazy. They are those who are commissioned and who delight in serving others ahead of themselves. They are those who are troubled on every side, yet they do not get distressed. They are the ones who are perplexed, but who do not despair. Those who are persecuted, but never forsaken. Cast down, but can never be destroyed. Our family members are utterly certain that the confidence we place in Jesus Christ shall never be betrayed. Our family members know that to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Our brothers and sisters rejoice and are exceeding glad when they are reviled, persecuted, and all manner of evil is spoken against them falsely for the sake of Jesus Christ. They are those who rejoice that they are counted worthy to suffer for His name. Our family is exceedingly joyful in every tribulation and considers it pure joy when we face trials of many kinds. Our family knows that our Lord was made perfect through suffering and that it is right for us to be perfected the same way through suffering. Is that crazy? You bet it is. And to it all, with a smile on my face, I say, Amen.